Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Ephraim. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got our friend of the show, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now an FSR NFL analyst. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about this Lamar Jackson situation and much, much more. Baker Mayfield winning the starting job in Carolina, which Ephraim and I will get into as well. But let's start with some NBA, Ephraim. And story today, Shyam Charania of The Athletic reporting that the Memphis Grizzlies have now joined the bidding for Kevin Durant. And he still says Boston, Toronto, and Phoenix are the front runners. But there's really not much happening. I know every team in the league, I've been told, has made an offer for Durant. But they're low. And Memphis, this is like ridiculous. The Memphis Grizzlies, according to the report, want Kevin Durant, but they obviously don't want to give up Ja Morant, understandably so. But they don't even want to give up Jaren Jackson or Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane. I like Desmond Bane. But if you're not even willing to give up Desmond Bane for Kevin Durant, then how serious are you?
Ridiculous.
And this is what I think, Ephraim. I think that Kevin Durant, now there were some, my partner on First Things First, which will be returning September 6th. We're going to be moving to afternoons, Ephraim. I can finally get some sleep. A brother couldn't be more excited. We're going to be on 3 to 4:30 Eastern starting September 6th for all you First Things First fans. That's 12 to 1:30 Pacific. I can sleep in, no more waking up at 4:30 in the morning, but I'm happy.
Oh, is that bag you're carrying too heavy? Huh? Is that bag you're carrying too heavy?
Hold on, see, understand is being out there on the left coast. All right, you wouldn't understand
Guess what? Staying up till
1 a.m. to watch the Bucks in the playoffs.
Guess what?
Staying up till 1 a.m. to watch the Lakers in the regular season. Then having to get up 3 hours later to have a cogent take on it in the morning, which I always do.
We all have choices. This is what you chose to do, man. All right?
I did. I did do that. So, and I'm blessed. So living. It's a blessing. Right. I ain't complaining.
I mean, all right. The bags of money you sitting on, sure, well, right? Yeah,
I ain't Uncle Phil, though. One of us is Uncle Phil, and it's not me.
Well, like I said.
And it ain't just because you bald.
Well, like I said, we all had choices, man. Tell people this all the time. Should have tried harder in high school.
Here we go. I think there were some, I mentioned my partner, Nick Wright. He thought Durant, Durant checkmated. It was a king move when he went to Josiah and said, it's either me or Nash and Marks, the GM and the coach. But really, that was a power move. I'll give him that in that it created a little bit of unsettlement in the organization because it's like, okay, if we bring him back for training camp, what's that going to look like? But here's the thing Durant didn't think about. Ephraim. He hurt his own trade value. Number one, you're already 34 years old in September. Number two, you've already only played 90 games in the last three seasons. All right, number three, you haven't, as great as you are and as good as your teams tend to be, you've only proven you can get the ring when you're surrounded by a bunch of Hall of Famers who've already won without you. All right, so it's not like LeBron. If I bring in LeBron and I know, okay, we're going to have to, he's high maintenance, we're going to have to deal with some stuff. I know, though, you know what? Everywhere he's been, he's brought you a championship. Mm-hmm. I can't say that about Kevin Durant. I can say we'll be good. I can't say we're going to definitely win or even get to the finals. And so, not GMs, Ephraim, you know this, they love one thing. As much as they love winning, they love one thing even more than winning. And that's having a job. All right. Right? And you're looking at it like, hold up. Brooklyn got rid of the first coach, who was a good coach, Kenny Atkinson, because KD and Kyrie didn't like him. Then they bring in Nash because KD is feeling Nash. He was a consultant up in Golden State. They got a relationship. And we traded all our assets to get James Harden because you wanted him, KD. And we really haven't even had a chance to have our full team together. You've only played 44 games with Kyrie. And all of that. And you are ready to bail? We've given you everything. We've done everything you wanted us to do. And now you're ready to bail? What is another GM saying? He's saying, yo. I mean, who's to say he's going to want to stay here? Who's to say he's not going to call for my job? And so he lowered his trade value. And look, I get it. It will be uncomfortable, Ephraim, if they don't trade Durant and he's there for training camp. And we'll see if he pulls the Trump card and doesn't show. But if he shows, it's going to be tough for Steve Nash. But here's the deal. Steve Nash, they're paying you a lot of money. They've stuck by you through two pretty poor coaching jobs, years that you've had. So this is the NBA. This is the big boy league. I know it's going to be uncomfortable, but guess what? We're paying you a lot of money to go and make it work.
Yep.
Right? And Eric Spoelstra, you remember this when LeBron and Bosh first got to the Heat with Dwayne Wade? They weren't feeling Eric Spoelstra.
No, they tried. They went to Pat Riley and was like, yep. We want another coach. Pat Riley was like, y'all better go on back down to that locker room.
Thank you. If you're going to win, it's going to be with this guy.
Period.
And Sean Marks, now obviously he's not Pat Riley and Joe Tsai, but they have Nash's back. And so they can say to KD, KD, if you want to play basketball and if you want to win, it's going to be here. And it's going to be for him. So if you want to sit out and ruin the last few years of your prime, go ahead. And look at what people are offering. They ain't feel. I would play it that way. KD, they not feeling you, dude. We were shocked. We told you we're going to move you. We're going to work with you and Rich Kleiman. And then we get these piddly, these weak offers. They don't love you like we love you, KD. That's how I would play it.
You've been married for long. How long have you been married?
27 years.
27 years. So you don't even remember when you was dating. Right?
No. We dated for like 7 years. Oh, yeah. Well,
you only been in one relationship for your whole
pretty
life.
Pretty much. That's more than half my life.
But for those out there who do date, it's like being with a girl who's always pulling the plug on the relationship. Right?
Yes.
You are with her for 2 years. Something happens. She gets fired. Whatever happens in her life, she's like, I don't want to be with you anymore. She leaves. Right? She comes back.
Yep.
Y'all working on it again. Right? Things are good. Right? She got a new job. She's feeling good. Best she's ever felt. Yes. You guys get into a fight, and she's like, you know what? I don't like the way you talk to me. I'm leaving. Right? Then she comes back. I'm sorry. You know what? I was just tripping. Right? Kevin Durant is like that girl or guy in a relationship who was always willing to walk out on it no matter what. When it's good, when it's bad.
Even when it's good.
And you know what type of person that is?
Good point.
Someone you can't trust and depend on.
Yep.
So when you talk about the small market for Kevin Durant at his age, when you can't trust or depend on someone and you're pouring so much into them, how could that ever work? How could you ever feel comfortable in that relationship? And that goes for every GM.
Yep.
He wanted to come to Brooklyn. He wanted to play with his friend. Now he doesn't want to. He wanted to go to Golden State. He wanted to play with Steph and Dre and Clay. And then he didn't. Right?
You're right.
And then he
didn't.
You
are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
And so any other team, these are two places he desperately wanted to be.
Yep.
Any other team, how could you even take that serious? And how could you mortgage your future
for
someone who may, in the middle of the night, be like, I'm out?
Yep.
And that's what KD is.
Especially if you're not, I mean, his list, we know it was Phoenix and Miami. And then supposedly Boston and Philly. Well, what if you're not one of those four? I mean, even if you are one of those four, to your point, he still might want out.
Still.
But if you're not one of those four.
You get to Phoenix, it's a little bit too hot. Oh, it's dry out here. I can't. Ooh,
Paul's older. I thought he still had more left than this.
I don't know if he can play with Chris Paul. Because you know Chris Paul don't play them games.
No, he don't. He don't.
Right?
Now
Chris Paul will alienate you now. So what happens if they don't vibe, right?
Right.
In the middle of the season, what happens when they don't vibe?
And we've seen it.
Yes.
James Harden and Russell Westbrook grew up together.
Yep.
All right.
Boys.
And that fell apart. James Harden helped recruit Chris Paul to Houston. And that fell apart.
Yep. KD and Kyrie are boys. He don't even want to play with his boy no more.
The more we flesh this thing out, Ethan, and I felt this way from day one, but KD, sit back. Relax.
Play basketball,
exhale.
Bro. Just play basketball.
And go to Brooklyn.
Just go hoop, man. That's where you wanted to be.
It's not like you're on a bad team. You're not even on a good team. You're on a potentially great team.
Yep. He's one of those grass is greener, but he seems to kill the grass everywhere he goes.
Man.
And then you realize, dang, it's not the grass. It's the person taking care of the grass. Right? We supposed to water this? Oh, man, I'm tripping. Anybody tell me we supposed to water the grass? When I got over here, it was plush, man. It was, you could just lay out. This ain't nothing but dirt now.
Yep.
Yeah, you're supposed to cultivate. Yep. You're supposed to water. You're supposed to take care of it. And that's what he's not doing in his career. He's not doing that. He's not a guy that can go somewhere and they instantly become a championship team unless he joins a championship team.
Yep. That's the difference. And look at the teams on his list.
Yep. Of course.
All of them of are course. Right there. Boston, heck, Boston's similar to what Golden State did.
Yes.
Embarrassed them in the playoffs, got to the finals, and lost in the close series. And that's where you want to go? Phoenix.
He'd be Roy
just
running,
2 years
boy.
Removed, right, from being in the championship. I mean, come on, KD. You're better than this.
Is he, though?
I mean, I hope so.
Well, that's what you hoping, but reality is. Man, perception is reality, man. How is he better? How
he
is he better than
proven
that?
Proven he can lead his own team to the promised land.
Hey, man, at a certain point, how old is KD?
Well, he's 34. You're right.
At a certain point.
As great as he's still playing.
You don't get
right,
that later.
You haven't done it yet.
Right? You are who you are. That's what they tell you in professional sports. No matter how you feel, after a certain amount of time, you are who you are.
Right.
Right? You don't develop all of a sudden. You're a leader now, and you're 11, 12.
Not this late.
Right? Like
this
you
will be
are,
year, what, 14 or
you
15.
You are who you are. LeBron James has shown he can go to anywhere and win with anybody. I'm talking about them teams he was taking to the finals with the Cavaliers. I don't even know how they was all in the league together.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that is
something.
So you
put up with some stuff. But for a hope, for a wish,
nah,
for a baby?
Can't do it. We going to get
for
the
hope. Nice butt? No. All right.
Go ahead.
Well, we going to move on. It's a lot of NFL stuff we've got to get to. And we will do that next. Baker Mayfield got the starting job. We're going to delve into that. Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We're brought to you, as always, by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Ephraim, I believe you were with me on this. We both felt Baker Mayfield was the better quarterback in Carolina, right? And that he would eventually earn the job. They named him today, I think it was, that he will be the starter in week one against Cleveland, ironically. But I think, and I think you're with me, I think Carolina did it the right way. I think they had let him come in and earn the job. Now he's convinced his offensive linemen, his receivers, some of whom, you know, didn't believe in him. Ben McAdoo, heck, the offensive coordinator didn't believe in him. He's convinced everyone that he's the better quarterback. He's the best quarterback leader on that team. And I think that gives him more respect now. If he had come in and they had just given him the job, I don't think he would have had the respect that he may have now from that locker room.
No, but brother, football is one of those games where you, at certain positions, you got to earn it. Right? You got to earn it. You come from another team and you come into that locker room, unless you're a perennial.
Right.
Right? Unless you're the guy. You got to earn it. If there are any questions about who you are as a player and a teammate, you have to answer those. You answer the player part of it on the field, in practice, in the games, and you answer the teammate aspect in the locker room.
Right.
Right? Baker Mayfield came into the league with a chip on his shoulder as the number one pick in the draft. Makes no sense to me. He now legitimately has a reason to have a chip on his shoulder.
Right.
Maybe this is what Baker needed to bring out the best in Baker.
Oh, so you sound like you expecting big things.
I would hope so, because this is it. Once you get into the situation where you're like Sam Darnold will be a backup in this league for the next 7-8 years.
Right.
The experiment of him of being a starter, that's over.
Right.
It happens.
Trubisky is about
to be the same thing.
Right.
Right?
Mariota.
They'll give you a shot. They'll, you know, maybe that coach didn't do it right. I'm going to try it. When it don't work over here.
Right.
Then now you're going to make a good living. You're going to be a backup. Right? You get a lot of preseason time. Somebody get hurt, you'll be able to step in and play. This is Baker's opportunity to stay a starting quarterback. All of the young quarterbacks have, all of the guys come in who are touted high and they go to another team, they get an opportunity. This is Baker's opportunity to keep himself considered a starter as a quarterback in the NFL. I hope he has a chip on his shoulder, and I hope he comes out and he plays well.
You think there's enough there for him to have a really good season?
I think if Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy, I think that's going to help him a lot.
Huge if.
That's a huge if. But having a weapon like that, it eases the pain. It takes a lot of pressure off of you as a quarterback and as an offense in general. I mean, you just can't guard him when he's on the field.
Right.
But I think there's enough there for him to you know, make a run, make some noise. I'd say, so to speak. There's definitely enough in the cupboard for him to step up and prove something, right? I mean, you look at the division. You got Atlanta, you got the Saints, right? The only surefire bet is Tampa.
And they looking a little
and
bit
they looking
shaky,
right?
That offensive line.
That offensive line, the lack of Tom Brady's presence.
Right.
Almost seems like he's got one foot in, one foot out.
Man, it's
seems like one foot in, one foot out.
Right?
Right?
I agree with you. Because so, if he believed, there's no way I think he does this. Steps away. I think he's like, we already heard all the stories, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to leave New England when they clearly didn't have enough.
He wanted to go to Raiders. He wanted to go to Miami.
Right.
He wanted to go everywhere.
He's not trying to just go somewhere and win 11 games.
No.
And one playoff game or whatever.
So this is a perfect opportunity for Carolina and Baker Mayfield if he can, you know, take another step, right? It's in front of them. They named them the starter. There's no more. This is your team. What are you going to do with it? And depending on what he does, how he answers that question will determine the rest of his time in the NFL.
And I got to give him this. Heck, Darnold had a huge advantage. Right?
Of course.
He had been in offense
been there.
Already a year. Yeah. Yeah, and Baker was coming in late and still was clearly the better quarterback. So I'll give him credit on that. You know, we'll see if he can get it done in the regular season, but good for him. Obviously, he'll be excited about that Cleveland game, and we'll just see what he can do with this opportunity. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. We'll get into this with him, among other things, with the NFL. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Steve DeSager with the update.
Steve. Hey, Steve.
We do have an NFL exhibition going on tonight, Atlanta at the Jets, and that is 3-0 for the visiting Falcons mid-first quarter. Short field goal on the first drive set up by a 52-yard completion to Kyle Pitts by quarterback Marcus Mariota, while quarterback Joe Flacco is likely to start the season opener for the Jets, Mike White, starting this exhibition tonight. And yes, Carolina officially named quarterback Baker Mayfield their starter for week one. They'll host Cleveland, his old team, on week one. Giants first-round defense event Kayvon Thibodeau will miss 3 to 4 weeks with a sprained MCL. Giants kicker Graham Cano left last night's exhibition with a concussion. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady returned to practice. He missed the last week and a half for personal reasons. His head coach Todd Bowles says Tom not being here was not a distraction.
No, we pretty much keep distractions out of our locker room, so it wasn't a big deal to us because everybody knew what was going on.
Also for Tampa Bay, wide receiver Mike Evans returned from a hamstring injury. And the next cutdown day in the NFL is tomorrow, down to 80 players per team. The final cut to a 53-man roster is the next Tuesday. The Raiders plan to release running back Kenyon Drake. Las Vegas drafted running back Zamir White this year. The Raiders traded quarterback Nick Mullins to the Vikings for a conditional 7th-rounder. Washington activated tight end Logan Thomas off the PUP list. Our Discover Card key matchup in MLB, brought to you by Discover, is at Yankee Stadium. Aaron Judge has hit his 47th home run of the season, and the Yankees lead Max Scherzer and the Mets 3-0 in the bottom of the 5th inning. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Phillies are underway after an hour's rain delay. They're scoreless bottom of the 2nd against the Reds. Philly star Bryce Harper starts his rehab at AAA tomorrow. He's had a broken thumb the last couple of months. Meanwhile, Pirates had a rain delay at the start. They're underway and scoreless against the Braves in the top of the 2nd inning. Twins have turned a triple play, and they now lead 1-0 over the Rangers. Top of the 5th. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ephraim in for Rob Parker, and we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Ephraim, I don't know if you knew this, but you're not the only one with theme music. You're not the only guest.
What?
That's right.
What?
Randy Mueller is a An undercover hip hop head.
Okay, like if it's Randy, he gets some, but y'all can't just be giving out music to everybody.
It's actually a lot of brothers with theme songs.
Oh well, I hate to break it to you. Come on, man.
Randy, former NFL Executive of the Year, FSR NFL analyst. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. What's going on? Glad to have football back first and foremost. So I'm glad to be back with you guys.
Absolutely. We got Ephraim Salam in for Rob. But let's start with Lamar. We let off the show talking about Lamar Jackson. How do you think this ends? I think Lamar should hold out until he gets a fully guaranteed deal. I don't think he'll do that. I don't think that's in his thought process. Not really. Doesn't seem to be in his nature. But how do you think this will play out? You think he gets the deal before the season, or he ends up playing without a contract? Or, you know, the lucrative long-term extension.
Well, I sure would hope that he'd get a deal, because it makes sense that both sides have gone down this road with really no safety net, right? If you're the Ravens, you don't have another option. You've committed to this style of play. You've committed to him personally. And I don't think they have a choice. I think they've got to pay him. And whether they're trying to save $5 million here, $10 million there, doesn't really matter. You have no choice at this point. This is your guy. So I would hope they would honor it. I would hope they would take care of him, and we can all move on. Whether the guarantee is the full amount, I don't know. But maybe they find a way to guarantee the 230, and they end up with a 5 or 6 year deal. So there are ways around these things. I mean, we've all been involved in these negotiations, that we know the hot buttons. We know what's important to each side. Seems to me like there should be a marriage here, and the dating can stop.
We were talking earlier, Randy, about the difference – how in negotiations Lamar has a little bit of an upper hand, because a team would normally talk to a player's agent in a way that they would never talk to a player, especially the face of the franchise, right? They can't bring Lamar in and say, hey, we don't trust you, right?
Yeah.
the way you play, there's a risk of injury. We don't want to, to invest that amount of guaranteed money into you because of your style of play. Like, they can't say those things that they would normally say to his agent, to Lamar. So it gives Lamar a bit of an upper hand, because they have to, you know, yes, you're pure. Yes, you're pretty. Yes, you're beautiful. I love you. Right. What do you think about that, Randy?
I would agree with that. I don't think there is a messenger involved here, so you are speaking directly to the other side. I do think you've got to watch your P's and Q's a little bit. I don't know if there's ever a trust factor that's involved, having done a million of these deals. But I will say this, you're right. You've got to treat a little bit of it with kid gloves if you're the club. You've got to measure your comments, because you do not want something to come back. And I think that's been part of the dragging of their feet as long as it's been happening. I mean, this has been a year and a half long negotiation, per se. For whatever reason, both sides can't get on the same page. So I agree with you. I think the cards really fall in Lamar's favor regardless. Even if he doesn't make a deal, he plays for the number this year, he's going to be under the franchise tag a year from now. He'll just take the Kirk Cousins route and probably earn more money. It's just on a week-to-week basis. The thing is, the Ravens have no other options, so I just don't know why they pay him. They've not drafted another quarterback. I don't think Tyler Huntley is going to be an upgrade, so they can't take a step back. It just makes sense to get it done, and if it costs you a few more dollars, you got to get it done.
Ephraim and I disagreed earlier. I feel like if Lamar plays without a deal and gets hurt, a relatively serious injury, I'm not sure he definitely gets that huge deal going forward like Dak Prescott did. Okay. And Ephraim thinks he would, because Dak got it. Lamar would get it. Where do you stand on it? I think his style of play makes him a little different if he were to get injured. What's your thoughts?
I would probably agree a little bit with both. His style does make it somewhat problematic for his durability and for long range, health. I don't think you want him to change that, though, because that is who he is. That is what he is. I don't think they can penalize him for that, because it is their system. It's the route they have chosen. When I say they, that the Ravens have chosen. So I don't think you can penalize him for that. I think where it might be a problem is if he were to not get a deal and play out till the end of the year, I think then a decision is probably going to be made on the Ravens' point is, do we want to continue with this style of play? And I don't know that Lamar gets that money somewhere else like he would get it from the Ravens. I think he's more valuable to the Ravens than anything else, if that makes any sense, any other team.
That does make sense. We were also talking about, to stay on Lamar, if he does, if they don't come up with an agreement, he waits, plays well, has a good season, team goes to the playoffs, they don't have to win the championship, but then you got young quarterbacks like Justin Herbert, you have young quarterbacks like Joe Burrow. If they now do their deals and their guaranteed money is upwards of over $200 million, that puts the Ravens in an even bigger hole in a situation.
Yep, I agree with that. I don't think the price is ever going to go down.
No.
I think it is what it is. The longer they wait, it's going to go higher. And what's wrong with, he has the skins on the wall. What's wrong with paying him that $50 million average? Now, we can't all have the average, the guarantees, the length all to our liking. So just pick a lane. Tell me what's important to you, and we'll structure the deal around that. I just don't think that part of it is that hard. So I'm with you. I don't think the Ravens have a lot of options, and I keep going back to that. So I think they have to pay him. And I could make a case, even if you're the Ravens, to pay him $50 million and make him the highest-paid player. Those other guys are going to surpass it. You can guarantee that.
Right.
Because their style is more sought after. And so I think it has nothing to do with Lamar. It's just that those guys are going to come later in the equation, and before you know it, he'll be outside the top five in pay. If you do nothing, I think that price is going to go up, and you're going to pay more in the long haul.
Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining the iCouple. I don't know if you heard Steve Young's comments about a week ago, Randy. He blamed Greg Roman and basic more so the Baltimore Ravens system for why Lamar has not developed as more of a passing quarterback. I think they could do more in that regard, but to your point earlier, I think he is what he is, and I don't blame the Ravens that he's not a better passer at this point. Maybe he could be a little better if they helped him more, but I really don't blame the system. So Steve blamed the system and also said Lamar, if they had a more sophisticated passing game, Lamar could become the best football player ever. So I think he's gone overboard, but what are your thoughts on that?
I did hear the comments. I don't agree with Steve at all. I can't blame the Ravens. I think the style that they have chosen to play is what Lamar does best. I would say this, if you're going to place blame on the Ravens, it's the surrounding cast that you can place blame on. They need another weapon or two. Now, they've done this with tight ends. We saw the Isaiah Likely kid last night catch 10 balls for 100 yards at halftime. That's one part of it. But they still got to find a way to stretch the perimeter. They still got to open things up for Lamar. So I think they could do a little better job of building the team around him. But I can't fault them or Greg Roman for the system they've employed. I think if you did something different, it wouldn't be Lamar's ideal skill set, and I think he would struggle with that. And again, it may not be the system everybody is choosing, but it's the one that Lamar runs the best, and I don't think they can vary much from that.
I got one more, Randy. What do you make of this whole Tom Brady training camp saga? Is he just blowing off training camp? Is he having some me time when it should be some we time?
Well, I have no inside info, as you can probably imagine, but I will say this. Knowing as important as this is to Tom Brady, I can't help but think, and this is just my speculation, maybe it's reckless, I don't know, but my speculation is he's gone to home to be a dad. He promised his family he was going to do things, and I think walk away from football. He changed his mind on that. He said, hey, I'll come back and make you guys important for 2 or 3 weeks in the middle of August. How about that? So I don't know. I think that's probably what's happening. I think he'll be back. He'll figure out a way to make it work. But it's not ideal, that's for sure. And I do think it's a deal he made with his family more than anything else that took him away in the middle of training camp. We'll see if it works out to be anything, you know, in the long run. But knowing Tom Brady, he's not going to walk away for any other reason, I don't think, unless it's family.
Randy, I'm going to take your speculation a little further. I kind of feel like he's looking at it like, man, I don't know how good we're going to be. Like, I mean, I think he's looking – I just don't see him – if he really believed they had a chance to win the Super Bowl, I don't know that I see him leaving. We know how important he knows training camp is. I don't know that I see him leaving like this for, 2 weeks? I mean, do you see the offensive line, how depleted it's becoming? Do you think that is a possibility too?
I just think the competitive spirit in Tom wouldn't allow for that. I don't know that. But, again, we're all kind of surmising and trying to figure it out because it really makes no sense for him to step away. I don't know that Tampa is going to be as good as they were. That's for sure. I'm with you on that. They have had some injuries up front. I don't know that their receivers are what they were. Obviously, you know, they've had injuries there, and those guys got to come back and be healthy again. So there are a leap of faith out there offensively as to where they're going to be. No Bruce Arians, a whole new, you know, regime as far as the head coach goes and his philosophy. So there's change there, no doubt about it. I do think it is speculation on all of our parts. I keep going back to this, Chris, and maybe I'm an idiot and probably on an island, but I think eventually Father Time, as we know, is undefeated, right?
Right.
It changes, this all. Yeah, and it changes us all. And I think there are times, especially in Tom's case, where his mind makes appointments he's just not sure his body can keep. And maybe that is stepping away physically just for these 2 or 3 weeks saves the wear and tear of where he may be in November or December.
All right, that's our man Randy Mueller. Great stuff as always, brother.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, see you. It's the hottest radio game show in the country. Sources say, also known as the Chris Broussard Invitational, is next. Man, keep it locked. Couple. Chris and Ephraim, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
All right. It's the I and Couple. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could just talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Before we get to the game, though, Ephraim Salam's got a buddy who's doing big things outside of this radio show. Ephraim, why don't you tell us about it?
My guy, Rasheed Newsom, he's my showrunner for Bel Air. Great dude, man. Really took me under his wing and showing me the ropes. He's an author. He has this book, and it's being released tomorrow. It's called My Government Means to Kill Me. So I wanted to give him a shout-out. He's having his book signing tonight at Skylight out here in L.A. So shout-out to him.
Now, sounds like an interesting book.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
Is it a novel or
it's
is
a novel.
It like...
It's a novel.
It's a novel.
It's a novel.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'll bust your head in this game that, you know, that I've...
Please. You know, I told you, the Chris Broussard invitation.
Yeah, all right, man.
I've been nice to you.
You say that for them other cats who be trying to fill in.
All right, guys, I got 7 stories. They all sound a little bit real. They sound a little bit fake. It's 7. Up to Ephraim and Chris. See if they do between a good source and a bad source. I don't think we get through all 7, but let's try. Story number 1. My sources say that Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury's got a model girlfriend named Veronica Bielik. She just launched her own OnlyFans page, and her first scene, I guess what you would call it, took place at his house, the one that we all saw on draft night a few weeks ago. Ephraim, are my sources good?
Sources are good. Sources
he
are good.
He said that with his chest. I do think that's true.
You sit on a throne of
You know what I realized in this game? That I can influence you.
Well,
I can influence.
Really.
I can do it.
When
I know.
You say it like that.
I know. You start to panic. When I go first, panic. You're like, well, wait.
But I did
like,
think it was true.
Okay. All right.
I did think it was true. You obviously did too.
Just know I'm in
but
your head.
I did think it was.
Just know I'm in your head. Just know
Chris,
that.
You got to know. Ephraim
the only thing
is not
in
on
my
OnlyFans
head is
like
a
that.
Brain.
I'm not on OnlyFans, man.
This is not Rob Parker.
Productive brain.
Rob might be on the OnlyFans. I don't think Ephraim is.
I'm not on it. I'm like OnlyFans. What?
No, but I thought he would. So
is dating a model, though. He is dating a model, but she doesn't have an OnlyFans.
But it sounds like something that would be true.
All right, well, we keep it moving. Story number 2. My sources say that Earl Thomas, former Seahawks great, he lost his house a couple of days ago due to a fire that started after it was struck by lightning. Then it caught up in flames, and now it's gone forever. Chris, we started my sources good.
I'm going to say you sit on a throne of lies.
I'm gonna say your sources are good.
Bro.
Uh-oh.
You read that story.
Uh-oh.
I heard it. Move on.
All right. Bro. Story number 3. My sources say that producers at ESPN Little League World Series are coming under fire after they showed a black player on one of the teams having his head covered with cotton balls by the other players on his squad. Obviously, they had to put out a statement saying there was nothing malicious, but it did happen. Ephraim, are my sources good?
Your sources are good. Look at him. He doesn't know. Look at him, folks. He doesn't know. Look at him. He's going back and forth.
I didn't read the story.
Oh. He can't read.
I think that's true, though.
Bro.
Did you see it, Ephraim?
No, I didn't see it, man.
Anybody see it? Was it?
I did see it.
Was innocent. Was it innocent?
It looked bad because the kid was not smiling because it was like a joke the players do to each other.
Oh.
And so they interviewed like the parents and the other, like, no, like, this is just the kids doing
it. It's just
little,
what they do.
Do they do it to the other kids too?
I'm assuming that they do. They didn't say it in the
What team
article.
Was it?
I have to look it up.
Now you gotta see.
Was
now,
he the only black
kid? That matters too.
And it looked like he was the only black kid.
What region of the country that was in too? Like, you know, if it's San Jose, it's like, you know.
You know what I will say is kudos to Ephraim Salam for stalling there for 10 seconds because now we're out of time and we have a new champion.
Too bad we can't play your music, Ephraim. We just don't have time.
We can always.
I'm actually trying
my
to
music
be nice. I'm actually trying to be nice. Welcome to the show. I beat you up in the segment, so I figured, hey, give him sources say. And now you're doing your crazy dance, all off beat and everything.
Well, come on.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.